The city of Boston entered phase three of its coronavirus reopening plan this week. Restaurants are offering indoor dining. Some museums are opening their doors for the first time in months. But thousands of workers, especially white-collar workers, are still working from home and will likely do so for the foreseeable future. Commentator Ian Campbell wonders if this new remote work culture makes Boston a less attractive place to live.
I grew up in the Boston area. I went to school here and founded a company that's now headquartered in the financial district. I should be Boston's biggest champion. But since the onset of the pandemic, I've realized that the business reasons for keeping a company here aren't as strong as they once were. Our elected officials need to start thinking of Massachusetts, and Boston in particular, like products they need to sell rather than places they need to govern. This past March, thousands of employees were sent to work from home. The technology to support remote work is easy to deploy, and most organizations have worked out the kinks. In the last few months, Boston's business leaders discovered remote work offers more flexibility, while employees found they can work from anywhere and that their bosses would let them. In this new work paradigm, I'm not sure the allure of Boston still holds up. Once the pandemic is over, more people won't even go to an office. We're already seeing it happen with major tech employers like Twitter, which announced their team can work from anywhere forever, and Google, which is already telling their employees it will be 2021 at the earliest before they go back to the office. Boston is a phenomenally expensive place to live, and before the pandemic, the city was facing a transportation crisis with the country's worst traffic coupled with a crumbling MBTA. Throughout the economic boom of the last 11 years, Boston's leaders did little to improve or maintain its infrastructure. Every city, not just Boston, needs a reality check on the product they are delivering, and officials need to prove their city is offering citizens a positive return on investment. Bad roads, high taxes, awful traffic, unreliable subways, and overpriced housing are terrible product attributes. We may be shut in today, but with the increase in remote work, the entire world just opened up. Boston is now in competition with every other city on the map. Every employee will eventually ask themselves, if I can work remotely from anywhere in the world, would I still live where I do?
Ian Campbell, the CEO of Nucleus Research, is also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Find his essay and thousands of others at WBUR.org.